Duna, 1991. A sculpture made from pink granite by Marta Pan, 1923-2008. Weighing more than 20 tons, including the base, Duna is made up of 5 discs measuring 3 meters in diameter, placed on their edge and leaning against each other. Symbolizing the Danube, Duna in Hungarian, and its tributaries, or in other words, the hope of a near future political unity, the work was a gift from France to Hungary in 1990. Intended for the town of Budapest, where it never ended up, its location in Albert Michelon Park illustrates perfectly this statement from the artist. The space waits for the object in order to be determined. It doesn't wait for it in order to exist. It waits to be perceived in relationship to it, dimensioned, proportioned, and experienced. Another sculpture by the artist can be seen in Grenoble. Sculpture made in 1968 with 1% funding from the Maison de la Culture. Marta Pan, of Hungarian origin, settled in Paris in 1947, where she attended the Superior National School of Fine Arts. It was there that she met Brancusi and Léger and frequented Le Corbusier's studio. It was also where she met André Vauganski, a future architect at the Maison de la Culture in Grenoble, whom she married in 1952. Her vision of sculpture linked to architecture or the surrounding space led her to work on pieces centered around a landscaped area, like Floating Sculpture from 1961, which was located on a lake at the Kroller Müller Museum in Otterlo, Holland, or the one made for the Maison de la Culture in Grenoble. She also made sculptures from wood using a direct carving technique, including Tech in 1956, that was the inspiration for a ballet by Maurice Béjart. This work has been on loan from the National Foundation for Contemporary Art since 1993. The town of Grenoble has more than 150 works installed in public places that we invite you to discover, thanks to several trails across the town and on the grenoble-patrimoine.fr website. These trails have been created with the help of the Department of Isère and the Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes Regional Cultural Affairs Directorate.